Good morning. Bob the Plumber here. Got my Alex Jones shirt on. Still loving Alex. I think Alex does a great job. A lot of our Patriots are doing great stuff. By the way, Alex had that boy on. I didn't even think about this, but the boy that did the Plandemic show, he's got a new movie that they're debuting this weekend. And Alex is supposed to be back in Austin. He was in Hawaii, if you didn't see him yesterday. He was in Hawaii, and he was showing what Zuckerberg is doing, building these underground things with submarine stuff in Hawaii. If you haven't seen it, go back and watch his show yesterday, and he'll have more today. But interesting stuff going on all over the world, and it's crazy stuff. But we're going to focus on what we're supposed to be talking about here. We're going to be focusing on how we can bless you, how you can take better care of your health, and information that you need to know to have a better life, but we'll get to that after these messages.
The global currency collapse will wipe out the dollar and many other assets, and the only things that will maintain value during the global debt reset are those with intrinsic value that do not require governments, corporations, or markets to make good on their obligations. At the top of this list of intrinsic assets is physical gold and silver. These precious metals have outlasted every failed civilization and government in human history. And they are non-digital, which means they still hold value even if the power grid fails. The Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company is my go-to source for physical precious metals that are delivered securely and discreetly into your hands. Visit BrighteonMetals.com to check their live pricing and in-stock coins and bars. Find out why they are my trusted source for physical metals and why they're the official sponsor of Brighteon.tv. BrighteonMetals.com.
This was made possible by Brighteon.com. After being deplatformed by YouTube, I built Brighteon.com so that we can speak. All voices of dissent are welcome. Join Brighteon.com now. Post your videos today and start building an audience there where you will not be censored. Brighteon.com.
If you don't want to eat GMOs and pesticides in your storable food, choose organic, lab-tested storable food solutions from the Health Ranger store. We are the only emergency food manufacturer in the world that subjects each of our ingredients to rigorous laboratory testing that covers herbicides, heavy metals, aflatoxins, identity testing, and bacteria tests, including E. coli, salmonella, yeast, and mold. At healthrangerstore.com, you'll find certified organic, lab-tested, freeze-dried fruits, microalgae superfoods, protein powders, and supplements. We offer emergency first aid colloidal silver products made with Texas rainwater, and our Ranger buckets feature an impressive assortment of organic storable food items professionally vacuum sealed in heavy-duty bags that are stacked in rugged buckets for long-term storage. Check out our preparedness foods, supplements, personal care, and emergency first aid products at healthrangerstore.com.
All right, welcome back. Okay, all right, I got my Alex Jones shirt on, but I'm supposed to be promoting Mike Adams, who doesn't have a T-shirt, so you do need to go to the Brighteon store and support what this whole network does. And I've got all kinds of Mike's stuff. You know, he's got the Ranger buckets. I think he's got some in stock, but he's even got pillows out now if you want to really high-dollar pillow, get one of Mike's silver-infused pillows. But, yeah, go to BrighteonStore.com and get all everything you need to live a healthy life. You're going to find right there. So, but today, this is my CLO2.TV show, so I need to mention chlorine dioxide. If you don't know what that is, go to SecretMineral.com, and it's got some documentaries there. There's three of them. The best one is The Universal Antidote. That is an excellent, done by a healthcare professional, and it's got everything you need to know. And always got to mention chlorine dioxide is basically free. You know, you can make it yourself. It will change the world when the people wake up to the reality of what it is and what it does. It's a world changer because we call it God's detox. So, and the other places for information is the Telegram channel. There is a The Universal Antidote Telegram channel. And then Chlorine Dioxide Testimonies, David's site. Great stuff, tons of information. You can get on there and chat with other people. So chlorine dioxide is a game changer. But, you know, now you see what we got on behind us. That's Health U Project. And today we have the founder of that, one of the co-founders with us today. He's been on before. Dr. Gastone, welcome to the show, man. How are you doing? Where are you at? And what are you up to?
Hello, Bob. Thank you for having me once more. And so where I'm at is in Erie, Colorado.
Erie?
And yes, it's about, 30 minutes north of Denver.
Okay.
And I'm here with a good friend of mine. Who's going through a rough patch. Part of my work is right now being at his side. And also working in whatever God has put on my path, because I think right now, 3 years into this big awakening, is time to start focusing on why we got to where we're at, and bringing what I know about the answer to that question, bringing it forward.
Well, I mean, all of Brighteon, it seems like almost all of our shows, we're focusing a whole lot on how we got here. And so hopefully sometime during our show, we'll talk a little bit about how we get back or how we get over the hump, whatever. I don't even know how to describe how to recover from where we're at, because we're in a mess. And there's a thousand reasons of how we got here. And I think that's being pretty well covered on a lot of our shows. I mean, Jeffrey Prather was just on, which I didn't get to catch it all because I was dealing with phone calls and you know, title attorneys and all kinds of crazy stuff. But yeah, we're going to delve a little bit into the future. What does the future of medicine, in your opinion, what is the future of medicine? Are we going to still be buying insurance so that we can go to a doctor so he can put us in a hospital so they can murder us? Is that all we got to look forward to?
Okay. No, it's not.
Good.
It's not by no.
Thank God, because I was going to kill myself.
Okay. By no means. And that option, so to speak, that different way of looking at and experiencing things and going through this issue of health and disease is contingent on our choice. You know, on how we decide to approach the issue. So, you know, in analyzing any situation, there's a basic technique, if you want, is known as the five W's, right? And I think it goes something like any given situation, for an understanding, you need to figure out who, what, why, where and when, and to that I would add a how and a what for, to have a complete picture of any given situation. And I think there has been a lot of effort in looking into what and how, and in my opinion, why things have played out the way that they have played out. Except for a few exemptions, exceptions, is we're not looking into it in detail. And the reason why I insist so much in the why right now is because the conditions, I mean, this draws from the Beauchamp understanding of health and disease. And if we are looking into human society and where human society is heading and where human society is right now, well, we're manifesting a disease, if you want. We're in a crisis. And the crisis is very dependent on the terrain. And the terrain is, well, the way we engage with reality. In the case of the collective of humanity, in relation to medicine, and the choice we have in looking at the future, we have been working with a very, very well-developed model that went from the outside in. So here I am. I have whatever I'm manifesting, suffering, or expressing today, and I go outside of myself to look for something or somebody to fix it for me.
Right.
And this is the model that has been used to now, until now. So if this model was accurate, if this model represented reality, then we would all be in a fantastic state of health. And anybody that, you know, believes in the system, then should say, given the tremendous amount of resources and growth in technique that has happened over the last 100 years, I mean, we should all be in perfect health.
But we're not close. We're not even close.
So I'm not going to criticize the system.
I will.
I'm going to look at the outcome.
You know, exactly.
It's like, okay, so you believe in this and this is the answer. So show me what results have you gotten. And we don't have anything to show right now.
Oh, no, we're like way down the list of developed nations in terms. We spend, I think, more money than anybody. And we're, last I heard, 36th or 37th. Yeah, something ridiculous.
So if we use the experience of the USA as an assessment of the model that has been prevalent to this point, the outcome is disastrous.
No kidding.
And we can say, okay, no, but we just need to keep pushing and keep putting more money and more
right.
technology and more. And well, Einstein said, you know, very clearly, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different outcome.
Right. So, yeah, we obviously, you know, something funny going on here, you know, because we've been told, you know, they gave us all these medicines. Well, all right, just for a second, let's go back. I'd like to mention G. Edward Griffin. They're having the new Red Pill Expo here pretty soon. And this is what woke me up. I think I have his book here somewhere, but A World Without Cancer. I read that book in the 90s, and he was talking about, half of the book is about Europe, World War II, and I.G. Farben, and even back before then, what was it, the Flexner Report, where Flexner goes around. And so they, the super rich, got involved in healthcare because they care about us so much. And they got involved in healthcare, I think, in 1910. So that was sort of the beginning of the turn from people who think like you, who thought health was from the inside out. And then the rich people got involved. No. We'll take care of you. Just give us your money, buy your insurance, come to us. And so that was the origins of all that. So shout out to G. Edward Griffin. Look up redpillexpo.org. They're having an event in Des Moines, Iowa, in August the 12th and 13th, I believe. Check it out, redpillexpo.org. And y'all be there. I'm planning on being there filming for Brighteon just out of simple respect for Mr. Griffin, because I love him, because I've tell this all the time, I think he's the greatest living American from the standpoint of he was warning us about exactly what's going on right now today in America. He was Alex Jones when Alex Jones's daddy was young. he was our original Alex Jones. And so not quite as loud, not quite as rambunctious, but every bit as smart and every bit as able to predict the future and try to warn us to what was happening. You know, he interviewed that Russian defector a long time ago, and the Russian defector told us exactly what the communists were planning. Exactly. And our government, no, we're not interested. And everybody was a little surprised that our government wasn't interested in what the man had to say. Now we know why. Our government was infiltrated 50, 60, 70, 80 years ago. They were up to no good way back when. There were powers in our government, bureaucrats, that were already planning our overthrow when G. Edward was a kid. So, all right, so that's the background of health in our country, is run by the wealthy. And so, in my opinion, the whole healthcare thing has always been about make them sick, you know, tell them that you have the answer, but by all means, you know, get them away from vitamins and eating right, you know, give them sugar, give them these foods, give them some what's that stuff they started putting in our water, fluoride, get them some fluoride, dumb them down a little bit. And the idea always has been to control us, to control us. So moving forward, all right, we got Health You Project. I've got the thing behind me, but we'll put it up on the screen, your website. I know you're doing stuff that helps people to take control of their own bodies, to try to get people to rethink how we view health. Because as long as they got us thinking about health from the outside in, they got us. Because the outside is the demons. Inside is the only place you control what's in here is your soul and what you put in this body. And as long as you're letting them put stuff in you, you don't have a chance. So anyway, all right, pick it up there. Tell us about Health You Project with a U. See the big U. HealthYouProject.com, right?
Yes. Okay. So to answer your question, let's go back to what we were describing before. And I like to, you know, I think we have tried many times to say, okay, this sequence of steps is the path for you to get whatever you are wanting to get. For me, it's about, well, I don't know exactly what the steps you need to take, but I can give you a general direction. And I think that is the most humble way in which we can bring forward solutions. So teaching the principles, the core principles that allow us to grasp the reality of health and disease. And if you look at the model we are leaving behind, which I think it's done. I'm convinced it's done. It'll take a while for the shift, but I'm totally convinced that the thing is done. But the danger is that even if the model starts transforming, adapting to try to keep a hold on the market, we have to pay attention to these two crucial words that define the model that has been that has to be left behind. And the two crucial words, in my opinion, are disempowerment and dependence. Sorry. Disempowerment and dependence. And whenever you come across a proposal that is disempowering you and is making you dependent on
anything,
my suggestion is head the other way.
Yes.
This is the system we need to leave behind. And the analysis of all the details about the system really leads you to the core principles of me, the system, telling you that you have no power and that the answer is through me.
Well, now in the second half of our show, we're going to spiritualize some of this.
Yes. Yes.
But just for a moment, I want to bring God into the picture here and say that, folks, ladies and gentlemen, America's in trouble right now because Satan didn't just infiltrate medicine, he infiltrated organized religion as well. And so what we're talking about, if you'll think about it a little bit, it goes to organized religion. So whereas in medicine you go to the hospital or you go to your doctor, in for your soul, you've been going to your church building and you've been going to your pastor and you're dependent on those guys. And doctors are nice folks, preachers are nice folks, but who's feeding them their information? Where are they getting their information? And you say your preacher's getting it all directly from God. Man of God. Well, not so fast. Just like you think your doctor's super well informed and up to date, not so fast. But we'll talk about that more in the second half. We're going to finish developing this issue that we're in now. But in the second half, we're going to draw more parallels between the two systems that are both faulty, in my opinion. So carry on.
Yes. Okay. And that comment is very pertinent, Bob, because you extrapolate what I mentioned about healthcare to the spirituality, right, to religion.
Right.
And I'll invite your audience to extrapolate the elements that we are analyzing to the legal system, to the political system, to the educational system, to every aspect of human interaction. And we will find the same patterns repeating themselves over and over. So it's in every aspect of the human experience. I love healthcare because healthcare is a great, very palpable way of analyzing the human condition right now.
Right.
But the analysis is pertinent for every aspect of what's going on.
And I agree with that. And I love the spiritual because to really participate in the health aspect, you got to be pretty doggone intelligent. And that's why doctors are smart people. But, and this is an encouragement to all the little people out there. Anybody can read the Bible. Anybody can draw near to God and try to understand that. So to me, that's more universal because that's the essence of all life is connecting back to God. And so, but yeah, you focused your life on the healthcare aspects, but you're right. This is, and everybody's not a lawyer, and we go to lawyers thinking that that's how to get justice. Well, that lawyer, that ain't got nothing to do with justice. We need Eric here. We'll bring Eric in and let him explain that aspect because that's what he's focused on, Eric Dingus. And he was on last week, I think, or week before. But anyway, we got a couple minutes left. So that's very great advice. This is every aspect of our lives we've allowed other people to dictate how to think about different things. And it's been a mistake. Everywhere you look, it was a mistake.
Well, and you know, but how do we know it was a mistake? Let's just look at the outcome. Look at where we are right now. So evidently, if we do not like the outcome, well, we need to start doing things differently. So what is the opposite of disempowerment and dependence? The opposite of that, so something different, is the promotion of self-empowerment and self-dependence. And in healthcare, while I cannot do surgery on myself, right? But there's so much I can do proactively once I understand how the machine works and how God designed it and what's the best way to go about it. There's so much I can learn that can empower me and can help me in that in this path of self-dependence, where I can look at all the remedies, the specialists, the all the tools that are there in my path. And this is Healthy Project. Project is a very humble way of promoting self-dependence and empowerment.
Okay, so in the second half of the show, we're going to get into the nuts and bolts of that, and we're going to talk a little bit about chlorine dioxide, because those are the people that share my videos. Otherwise, people aren't that interested, but we're going to talk about that right after these messages.
The world we once knew is collapsing. We're being warned to expect rolling blackouts, and our political leaders are deliberately shutting down pipelines, fuel refineries, nuclear power plants, and energy exploration. The currency is collapsing, while financial assets are plummeting in value, and the global food supply is being deliberately decimated. To survive this war being waged on humanity, you need more than just regular prepping. You need resilient prepping. And that's the title of my new free audiobook, Resilient Prepping. You can download the entire audiobook and a printable PDF transcript for free right now at resilientprepping.com. Resilient Prepping teaches practical strategies for prepping in three layers: high-tech, low-tech, and no-tech. Resilient Prepping is your ultimate guide to surviving the total collapse of the world as we know it, because that's exactly what globalists are trying to achieve. Download this entire audiobook for free right now at resilientprepping.com.
Hi, this is Jim Meehan, MD, at MeehanMD.com. God bless Brighteon for being a platform of truth and freedom. When we're being deplatformed, our truth, the evidence basis that we're bringing as doctors and scientists from all over the world, it's so nice to have a place like Brighteon where our truth can be told. When the government is silencing and censoring us, Brighteon is there to make sure that you get the truth. Keep up the great work, Brighteon, because you are a platform of truth. No silencing, no censoring, just the truth.
I feel that Juvent is helping me to get better every day in every way.
That impact is what has been shown to help improve your bone density. Without that impact, you're missing a very important nutrient in your physical conditioning program.
The Juvent Micro Impact System allows the person to create more joint range of motion. Now I know there's a chance that nourishment can take place to that joint.
Get one of these.
Oh, I'm on. Hello. Hello, folks. Thanks for waking me up. Hey, all right, we're coming back. We're going to continue our conversation with Dr. Gaston. And but I want to show you a little clip. He actually spoke at a I think a graduation for medical students, and it's I forgot it was 34 minutes long, so I can't play the whole thing, but it's pretty amazing. I actually sent it to Dr. Lee Merritt. She's the medical rebel. I don't think she watched it, because I'm pretty sure she would have responded. But anyway, so I invited her on. I think she's going to come on with us next week, so you don't want to miss that. In the meantime, I'll see to it she watches this, because these guys are both medical rebels. And that's what I told her when I sent her this clip. I said, talk about a medical rebel. Check this guy out. But
today I'm going to have a very formal beginning of what I will share with you. stiff and serious because I've been asked to put together the words that, in my humble opinion, medical graduates should be hearing as they launch this journey. So as such, I will proceed with these because it seems that medical graduates today are hearing commencement speeches that are not in their best interest. I feel most honored to have been invited to share with you a few words in your
Well, I mean, this goes on, but folks, Dr. Gaston, tell us how people can watch this, because and I was supposed to watch it again, and if I was a good host, I would have taken a clip out, and because there's some great stuff in here, but basically, Dr. Gaston is telling these guys everything you learned for the last 4 years is BS, and you need to, you know, I don't know. I don't want to put words in anybody's mouth. But tell people how they can find. It's on Rumble, but I don't know. Gaston, Cornu, Labatt. But is that how they find it? Gaston Dash.
Yes, Gaston Cornu Labatt and Restore Health Freedom, St. Louis, Missouri. So this was a protest put together by the group Restore Health Freedom, because they were Pope Fauci was showing up at Washington University to give the commencement address for the medical graduates, and he's been going around the country doing that quite frequently, apparently, and unfortunately, he represents the pinnacle of scientism. Science as a religion, yes, like any distortion of reality, it ends up being evil, you know. And so I was asked during this protest to record what, in my, you know, judgment, in my humble opinion, is what medical doctors need to be listening to as an advice in their commencement. So I put together this speech as a kind of a distillation of 30 years of professional career and what I learned about the reality of being a doctor and medicine.
All right, so let's assume we got some sick people out there and they're watching the show. All right. I promised I would talk a little bit about chlorine dioxide because my passion is in Uganda, and I brought several tons of chlorine dioxide to Uganda in 2014 to give away, and I've probably been responsible for the healing of literally hundreds of thousands of people, if not millions, and I'm very proud of that. And chlorine dioxide is so simple that even savages, well, they'd kill me if they watched this show. But I mean, rural people, let's call them. You know, it's pretty simple. Here, put 6 drops in this water and drink it. It ain't rocket science. And so everything from AIDS to malaria in 2 hours to, anything. Well, in Uganda, poisoning is pretty, it's the preferred way of killing somebody because they're not allowed to have guns, and they're really nice people. So if you're going to kill somebody, that's what they do. They poison each other. And so the hospitals actually send people to us because hospitals can't touch that. I mean, they just, up until now, the people just die. And we have plenty of examples. Even our documentary that we shot over there with Dr. Alan Keyes, we have a guy on there whose son died of poisoning and who now is very renowned for helping other people recover from poisoning. And by simply saying, here, take 8 drops or whatever and go out in the bush, and they vomit up all the bad stuff, and then they come back, recover, and then they go back to their lives. So, but anyway, talk a little bit about your experience with chlorine dioxide and what you think about that. And then we'll talk more about Health U Project and how somebody who's watching our show today and who's struggling trying to find their path to recovery, how can you and we help them?
Chlorine dioxide is a fantastic example of what we were talking about before, because here we have something totally natural put in the earth by God, available to pretty much anybody that wants it for pennies, so almost free. And if you ask around, you can actually do get it for free. And it's something that, with our initiative, we can utilize to better ourselves in many aspects of disease or health maintenance. So chlorine dioxide is one of the most, one of the strongest examples of these principles of empowerment and self-dependence in issues of health and disease. So I love chlorine dioxide. I think it's a fantastic remedy.
All right, yeah, that's good, good. I'll send you, I appreciate you saying that. But, and I was thinking though, also I want to promote the fact, I understand that there's like a 800 acre health project that's being planned somewhere in East Tennessee that if any of our viewers, it's going to be, and the plans are still in progress, but it's going to be a way for people to come and onto a mountaintop in beautiful East Tennessee and be, if you'll do think the right way and involve, take responsibility, we hope to help people recover their health. Let's just say it like that. So my phone number is on CLO2.tv, name of this show. My phone number is there. If that piques your interest, if you want to invest in that, or if you want to, if you're sick and want to try to take use of that opportunity, you can call me personally and we'll talk about that. But now back to Health U Project. Somebody's watching right now. That thing's not even there yet. It's sort of is, but sort of isn't. How can Health U Project, how does somebody make use of what is already here?
Yeah, fantastic. So Health U Project is healthuproject.com is the website that is making this program available. And this is an educational program. We are reassessing the launching, and it's essentially available. The best thing to do is go to the website and sign up for our newsletter, and when the dates for the launching of the educational program are set, you'll be in the loop. This is something that requires effort, requires personal investment, not money-wise because it's not expensive, but will require time and dedication, because to be able to get out of where we're at right now, where there's quite a bit of elbow grease that's necessary, just because we've been kept in a very deep hole of ignorance and we've been comfortable there, and well, we've been told, you know, just not to make waves, because our nose is right above, so we can continue breathing, right?
Right.
But it's not sustainable. So, well, right now we have to find a ladder and we have to start climbing and making an effort. So one of the things I've been working on is in this educational program that is designed to give the tools that people can use to redefine their engagement with the reality of health, healing, and disease. Nobody will fix it for them. I cannot. I've been doing this for 30 years. I can help. I build up a lot of knowledge and experience, and I can share a lot of useful tools. But the one thing I've learned, I can't heal anybody.
Well, and now to relate that back to the spiritual, because that's sort of my area of hopefully expertise. I've read the Bible a lot. It's the same thing. And you said earlier that people have to choose the tool. You got to choose an avenue. You got to figure out. You have to have a plan. Now, and so you got Health You Project, and I would say in the spiritual world, you have the Bible. Now, you could say, you could argue that, well, you could get the Koran. Okay, go get you a Koran, man. I don't care what you try. But, you know, I always told people that life is like a wagon wheel. You know, we're in the middle, and truth is out there somewhere, but there's different ways to try to figure out what's true. And what I used to think and tell people is, whatever you decide to do, do it with all your heart. Because what people do is they're here and they start going up Islam or the Bible or whatever, but they're lollygagging around. They're doing it half-assed, and they never even get out here to find out, whoops, I was wrong. So if you do everything with all your heart and with all your soul, you can get out here real quick and find out you were wrong, get back, and try something else. But if you keep lollygagging around, you ain't never going to find truth, no matter how hard, because you're not even looking hard. So spiritually speaking, I'm saying the Bible's the way to go. Get a Bible. It only takes like 60 hours to read it. Read the entire Bible. You can do it in a week if you really want to bad enough. And if God himself doesn't tell you that that's right, then fine. Go get you a Koran. I tried to read the Koran. God, I spent forever. I wasn't that excited about it, but I read and read and read and read and read. It was on my iPad, and I don't know where the end was, but I read most of it. But so that's my advice. Get with Health You Project and put the effort into it it takes to learn what they're showing you. Because I've know enough about it. I've read your website to know that the essence is rethinking to know that you're the one that's responsible. Just like in the spiritual world, you're responsible for your soul. Your preacher is well-meaning, is well-educated. He can't help you a bit. And when you stand in judgment before Almighty God, your preacher, your wife, nobody's with you. It's you and God Almighty. And actually, right now, today, you can open your Bible, and it's you and God Almighty right there, right now. And that's the beauty of what I say is the wisest way to live your life is go ahead and get with the judge of all the earth right now today so that it's not such a shock when you run into him when you don't have any other choices. Now it's no wagon wheel left. Now it's just you in judgment. But anyway, Health You Project. Why should somebody choose that rather than going back to a doctor or changing doctors? I know the system's broke, but there's other there's a lot of people that have ideas. So healthcare is evolving, right? I mean, you got Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. You got all kinds of doctors and people. So here's a good question for you. What do you think in terms of, because people have been damaged by the jab. There's people watching this whose health is now deteriorating. And I'm thinking like EDTA, of course, chlorine dioxide. There's a number of potential ways to help people recover or try to detox from what Fauci has put in these people. You got thoughts about that?
Yes, there are several strategies that need to be followed and studied. You know, we still don't know exactly what is in this Luciferian jab, right? What's been injected into people. We are seeing we are looking into what's inside, and we are seeing the results of it, and to any given problem, there's always an answer. And we have to keep looking. So far, what the things that are showing up is, well, a healthy lifestyle. I want to quote one, I think it was Dr. Northrop that mentioned this, is first thing is get on your knees and beg God for mercy, because you're being praying to the wrong God of science, right?
That's good advice.
I really liked that advice. Detoxifying the body, chlorine dioxide is a great tool. Zeolite, because graphene oxide, we know it's part of the mixture. There's a lot of science that has been published previously in relation to biological systems, graphene oxide, and zeolite as a good tool to detox. There's evil proteins running around. If indeed our bodies are producing the spike protein, while taking proteolytic enzymes at high doses is a very good tool, protecting the central nervous system, the cardiovascular system. I mean, the protocol, there are some protocols written, and that's going to be available in my website, what I have so far. Coming up pretty soon, because in the website we're sharing a lot of the basic protocols that we know work, well, addressing the vaccine is the jab is one of the burning issues right now, because there's a lot of people suffering from it. We need to keep nobody. I don't think anybody has the answer yet. We're slowly progressing into finding, you know, into cracking these and stopping the carnage. And you mentioned, okay, so why Healthy Project versus Tempeny's work or Zach Bush or many others that are bringing forward genuine solutions? And well, Healthy Project is one more path. We move in our choices through our rational mind, what we're being told, what's marketed, but also by what resonates with our heart, you know. And I know I'm not bringing the answer. I know that my proposal is not the proposal. What Hilde de Smet, my partner, and I have been working on is one way to go about it, that through our collective decades of experience, we know that many of the things that we bring forward work. And this is one more tool that if it resonates with you, go for it. It's right. Worth exploring.
Yeah, I like that answer, because most people would say, yeah, we've got the answer. These other guys are crazy. But that's not true. It's back to the wagon wheel. There's paths to take. Whatever you choose to do, do with all your heart, and God will show you. If that's the wrong path, you can come back and try something else. But if you lollygag around, you know, it ain't going to work out. God don't like lollygaggers. Even if you're headed on the wrong path, just get after it, man. Even if you're chasing Satan, if you get after him, seriously, you'll figure it out real quick, because you'll get to that point where you realize that, whoa, this ain't right. Let me get back over here and try something else. So anyway, we've got 2 minutes left. Anything else? You know, I like what Dr. Artis says. What did I not ask that you wished I had asked you?
I love sitting down with you, Bob. You're thorough, you're to the point, you're sharp, and so, yeah, the only thing if there's something I want to tell the audience, you know, it's like, listen, guys, wake up, wake up, wake up. We're hitting the wall. We're hitting the wall big time. And it's when we hit the wall, I love the word crisis, because the word crisis, it's a medical term that comes from Hippocrates. from the medical perspective, describes the point of inflection where either the patient dies or the patient gets better. So we are at a point of inflection, and we are at a point of inflection that where we are not, well, if we choose to, we can be, but if we choose not to, we don't need to be the passive observers. We are the actors, and we can choose our script, and we can choose what happens next. But it depends on us.
Yeah. Well, right.
Moving forward.
In biblical terms, yes. In Deuteronomy, Moses says, I have set before you, I guess God said it, I've set before you today life and death, so choose life. And that's I guess, our final word, folks. Choose life. Spiritually, it's in the scriptures, and physically, it ain't Fauci, and there's other ways to go. Dr. Gaston, thanks for being with us today. Praise the Lord.
Thank you for having me here, Bob.
Always a pleasure.